This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people...
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
I was locked and loaded to the Wednesday, November 22nd edition of Talking Heads. It is the day by election going down in West End and Bimini. We've talked about it. The day is here. There is a lot going on in social media. There's a lot going on in the court of public opinion. And we'll address as much as we can legally. We'll talk about your headlines. We'll talk about as much as we can. We'll open up the lines on the flip side of the break. You know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So, I expect to hear from you all. Chime in. Let me know what's going on. We'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll open up the lines. Grand Bahama, I will hear from you. Bimini, I will hear from you. New Providence, you got a thing or two to say? Chime on in. Lines are open, and we're going to fire it up right after the break as the Wednesday, November 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Mr. Producer, you hear that rumor floating around, allegedly, Mr. Ben, yes, slap off your leg. You see that one? Boy, we're going that way. Boy, I tell you, it's going to turn WWE, right? I done told you that.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Go CIBC First Caribbean. We help you
to get what you want this year. Spin the wheel of wishes with a trip for two to Miami. Spin the wheel of wishes. You can win loads of cash for Christmas. CIBC First Caribbean.
Win with your approved loan. Visit CIBC.FCIB/Wheel of Wishes for more information. Conditions apply.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe? It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived! That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, November 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Let's go to the phone lines. Well, y'all couldn't wait. Well, y'all took me to the tea today. Well, y'all took the detail, right? Right. As soon as the break over, boom, call up. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Buck and Mouth.
Hey, Ratchet Jaw.
Man, let me tell you something. I mean, we down here in Nassau.
So, what you got for me, man?
Man, hey, look here, boy. Man, there's some serious thing, you know. We down here in the Nassau, we tried it. They said we can't even talk with election. We can't even talk politics.
Okay.
The radio. We got to wait till after 6 o'clock and all kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now you know how social media go, though.
Now, social media is a different breed of animal, so that's why I say we can do it as legal as we can. Okay,
but let's get, but they naughty. We know what's going on every minute of the day.
But don't talk it, Sparky. Let it play out, man.
No, what I'm saying is we got to wait till after 7 o'clock. But you know, it's flying all over us today. Oh, well, naughty. All I can do is say, I can see in Nassau, I can go by the corner there by Mr. Robinson on Nassau Street.
Uh huh.
And I can go get my brown bottle and dig. You know, but I can't do that up in Freeport and West.
No, because protocol applies.
So we can't go, we can go in Freeport, but we can't go to West Grand Harbor and Bimini.
Right.
We can't do that over there. But I see some people, somebody just sent me some little while ago, one big fight going on between two fellas down
don't
there.
Don't talk it, man. Yeah, leave it, man. You know everybody know about the video you're talking about. I done heard stories about a certain leader of a third party getting slapped off his leg, too. I mean, it's all rumors. So you got to leave it. But it sounds like you on about 5 or 6 brown bottles, Sparky.
No. You know, I tell you the truth. Hey, Donnie, let's get away from the politics and the brown bottle. You know, naughty, I tell you, I was going through the whole year, you know, the year coming to an end.
Right.
Now, you know, I've been going through all them things, falling down, breaking up and all the walk and all that kind of thing. So I said to myself, what I could do, a whole doggone physical, mental, you know, what you call it, the lifetime change and go through all the kind of things. And I tell them like it is. My birthday is in May, so I always do my physical in May. Then I had to fall down with my body and my breaking up my leg and all that kind of thing. With the walk and everything. I say before the year end out, I even go down by my boy there. I do that every year. See, you also need to check out your body and your toes and things like that. I say, but remember that. your heart, your lungs, and all your living things. But you got a brain. You got a doctor called a psychiatrist. You understand? No, you hear me?
I listening to you.
So I say, but every year I tell myself, I could go and talk with my boy down the road there. And hear him and my brother went to school to get Dr. David Allen, the psychiatrist. I want to check out of my brain to find out if I'm crazy, if I'm going crazy.
Or if it's floating in Guinness.
Being crazy. So I'm going to spend 2 hours down with him today. Because I do that every year. See, you got to check out your hair, too. You don't check out your lungs and your kidneys and your liver thing. You got a brain. Now, I got along by Dr. David Allen today. Me and him sit down and talk for 2 hours. And he told me, fuck, you all right, you know. Your problem is you're going crazy, but you ain't crazy yet. Hello?
Hey, listen, crazy, you crazy or Sparky?
He told me, say,
you done crazy.
There ain't nothing wrong with drinking the Guinness and all that kind of thing. He say, what you gonna do? You do a plan. He say, you used to drink 8 Guinness a day. What you do is just drink 3 now. I said, now how are you gonna figure that out? He said, well, you do a plan. Drink 3 Guinness a day, don't smoke the cigarette, and then 3-4 Guinness tomorrow. I said, okay. Now all the way up down the road, down, nobody listen to this. Now I said, I can do the plan. So I go on over there, and I come over and ask the speaker, stop it by Mr. Robinson. You know our boy, Sweet Boy?
Yeah.
I saw by Mr. Robinson, I was trying to figure out how to buy 2 strong back and 3 Guinness. Mr. Robinson say, I'll give you a 6 back. I said, now hold on, but that's about that wrong with the plan.
Sparky, I don't believe you figured out that plan. What I need you to do is start that plan all over again.
So I can start that plan next week though, not today.
All right. And then call me next week and let me know how it go. Let me get this next call. I believe this Grand Bahama.
No, I got to call you after the thing, the results for the day, though.
All right, call me right at 6. Call me at 5:59.
On the way.
Boy, Sparky in rare form, boy. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon, Naughty. How are you?
I'm fine. Can you turn your radio down, please?
I just did.
So what's going on?
I was calling to interrupt the personal life story.
Yeah, but listen. I know you didn't want to tune into the young and the restless or the old and the restless or the bold and the beautiful and none of that. But you know, we really can't talk about what we want to talk about today because of legalities. You know, until 6 o'clock.
I understand, but we have other national issues that
agreed.
We can address.
Agreed.
We are not. And I'm sorry if I am not speaking for everybody, but I think I am. We are not interested in nobody personal life. We got our own.
Yeah, I listen. But
I'm flick, flicking for it. I go on. Naughty.
No. Why don't you want to share some of your personal life? How your football team doing? Oh yeah, you're going on that one. I know that one. You ain't want to talk about that football team, eh? Wee! It's Wednesday. Let me check the text lines. Hey, Naughty, I think you may not have heard that I shouldn't discuss it. I'm not. I'm just, you know, shooting the breeze. You know? Let me know what you heard. Don't have to be election related. No, they could call in. They ain't got to talk to me about election. They could tell me how the weather doing down there. I want to hear if a certain rumor true about a certain person getting knocked off their legs. I don't think that has to do anything with election. That has to do with somebody getting off their legs. But thank you for the heads up, Dexter. Yes, I know. And you know me, I like to walk that tightrope with Erica, you know? Because some of the things they should be talking about and addressing, like no Wi-Fi at the parks, like promised, like JJ always going on about, which I agree with him on. You know, so I'll push the envelope. I'll take my chances. No, I'm joking. All right. Naughty. Great show as usual. You have a tough act to follow. Miss Green spoke on wrestling and ham and turkey. Siri spoke on treasure hunting and turkey. Howard spoke on juicing. Oh, I mean blending. Okay. And Cuban women. Lang spoke on ham and turkey. I don't have no talk show. We can talk about whatever you want. Whatever you want. You want me standing? I could do 20 minutes of stand-up right now. You know what I mean? You want me to do that? Or you want me to break off some of the best edited academy? You want me to get some comedians out today? Since we turned this into house party? And I appreciate, listen, I appreciate you all talking, but don't do it, naughty. Don't do it. Listen, first of all, I didn't get my nickname by following every rule, but I appreciate you reaching out to me. In fact, we could talk about it. Y'all could talk me off the ledge. Tell me don't do it. Tell me don't push the, don't mess with her. You want to talk about it? Let's talk about that. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Johnny.
Hey, what's happening?
Is the rumor true or not?
What say?
Is the rumor true?
No. Yeah, but don't say nothing else. Everything cool. You know, you can WhatsApp me and let me know what you heard.
I ain't saying nothing. Just first time hearing it.
All I know is it's plenty quiet. That's what I'm saying. Plenty quiet in general. And yeah. Then I hear the usual suspects beating up their gum on social media, but one floating around on social media, and I don't know if it's bad mind politics or if not, I just would like to know that's it. That's all I need to know.
Were you in the group today?
It's all over. I was bouncing around, having a look, having a gander.
Are you ain't seen nothing?
Not really. Just to say, like I said, the usual suspects run the usual spin.
But not if it's so, you know, this man been doing shit now from he's been in Grand Bahama.
Man,
be surprised if somebody ain't knocked him off his foot.
Well, anyway, we'll figure it out. We only got till 6 o'clock to wait, man. We'll see if all the rumors true or false.
Okay.
All right. Whee! Boy, I tell you, that, Mr. Producer, the irony though. You know me, I deal with irony every day. So, you know, I'm looking at the irony throughout the day, getting updates and seeing things. And I'm just, you know, I walk into the store with my wife voicing out loud. And she asked me, are you okay? Have you been drinking? And I didn't know about it. I was like, no, not yet. But after 6, I can catch up Sparky. I can give him a head start and run him down. Boy, I tell you. Boy, listen, today you had to put on galoshes. There was so much BS floating around. You had to wade through with galoshes. Mr. Producer. Our esteemed colleague still in Grand Bahama? Mr. Strawn. Or did he come back? Huh? Ibake. I thought he could stay down there for the follow-up. But he's carrying on by today, though. He's carrying on by. Okay, listen, you know, I ain't gonna call no name, not text, because you know, I only ride with one, you know, brand of chicken. And it ain't our brand of chicken. It ain't my brand. You know what I mean? It ain't my crew. They drive through waking. But y'all, you had a certain eatery that is not my brand of chicken, not KFC, a lesser version. The people say fix you in a drive through. It causing a problem in traffic in the road. Thank you. And if that don't work, just ride a little further down on Prince Charles and let my crew at KFC. They got you covered. Whee! Naughty talk about potholes. Listen, I tired of talking about potholes. I waiting to talk to Mr. Sweeten, though. I'm supposed to actually have a conversation with Mrs. Sweeten next week. And I'll get to the bottom of it and let you all know, you know, how the potholes going to turn out. All right? Not a problem. I'll keep you all posted. Let's go to the phone lines. That's the stuff, man. You're already tempting me to talk smack today, you know. My God. But the text is in the pothole full of hole. Oh, Jesus. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, sorry to call back. Let me ask you.
No, question. You're not, but anyway, go ahead.
No, but okay, in America.
But we're not in America, but anyway.
No, in America, our big brother in the North, who control the world and everything.
Uh-huh.
When we sit there, when they have the elections during election day and everything, we can hear everything with every minute of the day what's going on, what
right.
The Republicans doing, what the Democrats doing, who which president winning, who losing, what Saturday day. All day, they don't have no problem about this you can't say nothing on election day. What I try to figure out in the Bahamas.
Dems are the rules. You got to follow them, Sparky.
No, but what I'm trying to say, why me and you can't go to the bar and drink them and beer? The bar got to close.
That's in Grand Bahama. That ain't here. Me and you can go out what?
The bar got to close from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. That we can't talk about politics while the election's going on. And we're supposed to be moving to the first world, second world, third world. And why they got this fixed like that? Me and you living in Nassau, in New Providence. And we can't talk about politics, what's going on in West Grand Bahama.
Sparky.
All the way up there. Why we can't talk about it?
You just might be a friend, but you're one of them who's like the band of rules, man, Sparky. We ain't bending the rules today. What I suggest you do is go since, you know, and if you know the bars can close, stock up in advance, all right? Get your cocktails ahead of time, stash them, okay? And then love yourself accordingly on the day of. And you got plenty else you could talk about. Talk about your farm some more, Sparky. Talk about your farm. Talk about what you're growing. I can tell you a real cash crop with the girl once they legalize it. Yeah, I mean, you go in partners or not. And Mr. Producer will throw his, you know, his chair into. We'll work it out. Or Sparky, but you could talk about since you're so historical. Give us a blast from the past. Tell us something about when them celebrities or celebrities used to come in and hang out like in the Cat and the Fiddle or the King of Nice Club. And who some of the celebrities are who you saw. Or tell us how much Guinness you really consumed on a good day. You got plenty you could talk about, Sparky. We ain't got to talk about politics. But after 6, everybody going to be talking about it, right? So just pace yourself, brother. You got an hour and 20 minutes. Pace yourself. Text up. What wrestlers they was talking about? Tell me what wrestling they was talking about today. What angle Aaron was coming from with wrestling? Talking about some of the greats of all time, or I got my take on wrestling. I'm watching a great Netflix series right now too, The Darker Side of Wrestling. Give you some of the back stories of some of the great wrestlers that passed away, and some of the scoundrels and scumbuckets of the sport. Some of the heroes too. Yeah, some great stories. Very entertaining. Ric Flair and Tyree Pride. I've met both those gentlemen. Ric Flair probably is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, top 5 of all time. Tyree Pride, the Haitian sensation, was great in that Florida wrestling promotion. Did wonders in the Caribbean territory, down there in Puerto Rico as well, with World Wrestling Council, Carlos Colon and that crew. And was always, a great Bahamian heavyweight champion. I think he retired the belt and all. I think we got to crown a new Bahamian champion. I think Two-Face is supposed to get that at some point, but I got to hear what's going on with the BWE, Bahamas Wrestling Entertainment. See what's happening with them. Because Tyree's still part of that promotion. He was here for a show a couple of years ago. Still looking in good shape, too. Still got his routine down. Doing anything. Yeah, man. So... And if you're going to talk about Ric Flair and Tyree Pride, and you're going to talk about that old Florida wrestling, then you got to talk about Gordon Solie. You got to talk about Dusty Rhodes. You got to talk about Barry Windham. You got to talk about their alter egos, the Midnight Rider and the Yellow Dog, when they got, lost matches against Kevin Sullivan, had to come under the mask. Kevin Sullivan, he used to have the whole devil worship routine with the purple haze and the missing link. And then, of course, he had Woman. They later on got divorced. She married Chris Benoit. We know the tragedy that transpired with that. Benoit killed her, the son, and himself in a tragic twist. Yeah, we want to talk wrestling. Now we can talk wrestling. We could do it. Off that same little Florida promotion. Because a lot of talent used to come through there that ended up in the different territories, which eventually became the WWE. I think we got a lot of local talent here right now that need to get off into some of them wrestling academies. We got one in OVO. Amir, and then the young lady who's over there in NXT, she used to run track. She's the next one. But Amir Omar, or Omar Amir, is in OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling. He's Bahamian, former Marine. He's a four-time, I think, OVW world champion. Yeah, so we got Bahamians that could do it. We just need to give them that opportunity. And the NXT, that young lady, yes, used to run track. Name slips my mind right now, but I saw the story. Alexis Curry. Alexis Great. Yeah, and she's in NXT. And that is the development program for the WWE. So there you go. Now, let me guess. What's happening? Your present is from Urquhart. Yeah. But I don't know. Hey, madam producer, I don't know why y'all don't have no muzzle on me today. All right, whoever dropped these off, I appreciate it immensely. All right, no problem. I'll figure it out right now. Boom. Listen, man. I always appreciate listeners who listen keenly. And when I say I got a shot glass collection, y'all, and my wife has a shot glass collection, listen, I appreciate it. And whoever the caller was, went all the way. Oh, I know this is now. I know who dropped this off. Yes. Big Kelsey, my brother. I got him. I appreciate it. MJ's going to be so happy. MJ, your Arizona shot glasses for your collection are there. They've arrived. Big Kelsey dropped them off. And Kelsey, you're doing good in that fantasy dig. But I hope you've seen who's matriculated into second place, my brother. And don't forget, you beat me by 0.26 of a point to open the season. We ain't going to end it that way. I'm coming to get you. And mother said joking, but I could be like the boogeyman. Since we're talking wrestling, I'm coming to get ya. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, the Road Warriors, and also the Four Horsemen and the Legion of Doom. Well, the Legion of Doom was the Road Warriors. The Four Horsemen were great. Now, tell me, Texter, which was your favorite version of the Four Horsemen? Because they had some good versions, but I will tell you, the best version of the Four Horsemen that I saw was the original. You had Tully Blanchard as the TV champ. You had Ole and Arn Anderson as the tag champs. And you had Ric Flair as the world champ. Then later on, they added Lex Luger to the fold, and they had a lot of belts. Tully Blanchard was a television champ. Arn Anderson was a television champ. They had the national title, the U.S. title, world tag team titles, world championship with Ric Flair. So I think that was the best incarnation of the Horsemen. It was pretty good when Barry Windham was there, too. It kind of bugged me, though, because I was a favorite of Barry was a favorite of mine growing up. And to see him turn heel for the Horsemen, I didn't like that too tough. Barry Windham, interesting fact, is the uncle of the late Bray Wyatt, who was another one of my great favorite wrestlers of all time. And his dad is Mike Rotundo. Mike Rotundo married Barry Windham's sister. Barry Windham, of course, the son of Black Jack Mulligan. So we'll be talking wrestling today now. I'll break it down for you. We'll get edumacated on it. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Well, the best version of the Four Horsemen was Lex. But I called, because you're talking wrestling, so I could get body slammed today.
No, man.
I called yesterday because I had pharmacy council meeting yesterday.
It's all good, brother. You all came victim to the refs just like everybody else did in that second half. I don't know how y'all could be up 17-7 and then a different ball game get caught in the second half.
Listen to me. But guess what? Refs and no refs, we got 13 drop passes without contact.
Brother, y'all.
13 passes where the defense is nowhere around, and the fellas who dropped the passes wasn't the rookies. This is Scantlin. This was Watson, who had been with us for 4 years. This is Kelsey. Kelsey dropping passes. We don't deserve to win that game.
I mean, my whole version of it is, I know they were trying to take Kelsey out, triple teaming him. So then that means Jerick McKinnon is going to be open out the backfield. Pacheco going to be open out the backfield. You got the other tight end dragging free. And then, of course, you got Rasheed Rice going to be open with one-on-one coverage.
Well, Watson was the guy they decided to leave open.
Oh, God.
Okay, Watson and Valdez.
There's a reason why, obviously.
Watson had 11. No, the dude got short hands. Listen to me. He dropped more passes in that one game that I've seen him drop his entire career with us.
He's made some tough catches. I give him that. I have seen him make some good catches.
This thing is, he has good hands. This thing is, he just ain't got no breakaway speed. Right? So that's the thing. Whereas Kelsey, Kelce can give you enough speed to make you respect his speed. Watson ain't got no speed to run away from nobody. But it's hands-wise. But, man, everybody, listen, I don't know. I sat down and rewatched the game when I got out of the lodge last night, right? Because I was still bugged with it. And I counted the yardage for the 13 drops. The 13 drops. I'm talking about the ones the defense is nowhere around. Non-contact drops. And if they just catch the ball and don't even move a step, Mahomes got 500 yards of passing. 500 yards of passing.
Yep. Okay. But he didn't, though. And they only needed Valdez-Scantling to make that one catch.
Buddy, let me tell you something. All I can tell you is, I mean, I couldn't even be as mad because I was just disappointed. I was just disappointed. But the only saving grace I got for this whole season is one, we still going our division. So all my Raider fans like Johnny them, or Johnny Elton, who just had a birthday the other day. Shout out to Johnny, right? That they still, the Raiders still stuck, and we beat the Dolphins. So, you know, Dolphins fans can talk. You know? So I just hoping that on Christmas, on Boxing Day, y'all do the same to the Dolphins, and then we can shut them up for good.
We can do that. I enjoy that flight home, dealing with them, roasting them.
Listen, man.
Like
mahi-mahi. I can tell you this on a serious note, all right? The big game. This weekend, Ohio State, Michigan.
Boy.
Ohio State, Michigan.
Boy.
And Michigan fired up both this. Oh, everybody picking on him.
And Ohio State is not the Ohio State of normal. They're going through some growing pains. They're hanging around. They've been doing their stuff, but they're not them.
I can tell you this right now. For the first time in a long, long time, I will be rooting for Ohio State. I will be rooting for them. I want to see them in a rematch with Georgia because they talk so much smack that if Marvin Harrison didn't get knocked out of the game, they would have been around and they kicking blah blah. We want them again. We want them again. So they need them to beat Michigan. Plus, I just hate cheaters, but I have no respect for cheaters. I mean, come on. This college, what you cheating for?
Because he learned from the Patriots and the pros.
Yeah, I mean, that is Brady school, right?
All right, then.
But yeah, man, buddy, let's see what happens, man.
I hope your receivers show up at some point because you got a running game and you got a defense. By God, you got a defense.
Listen, the defense is, I mean, and the worst part about it is them jokers hold Chris Jones all game and he still had 5 sacks.
Oh, yeah, I mean, go ask Micah. They was hauling him to pieces, too, and didn't call it.
I mean... But you know, I can't blame the refs in this one. If we catch the ball, being a problem. The good thing I like about it is, and I said this to you early in the season, I didn't like how Mahomes looked. Right? He didn't look good early in the season. His throws were off. He was trying too much stuff. He actually played a well-played game. He took what the defense gave him, put the ball where it needed to be. He just couldn't catch it. So if they get their act together, I know Mahomes is getting his act together, so that's good. And the defense is just looking better and better. I mean, you know, their longest pass is 31 yards.
There you go. But the defense there for you, man. You got to find them receivers.
Yeah, you can live with that.
Well, good to talk to you, but I got to get to the break. But
yeah,
definitely call us.
Man.
You too, brother. Enjoy it to the fullest. And give us a call next week after the game so we can chop it up. Everybody will have something to say. Next week.
I call you next week because it's pharmacy week start next week.
All right. And if you need to get on and talk about it, let's do it. Let me know.
Yeah, man.
Mi casa es tu casa. All right, Big Chief, be safe. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. I get to the text lines. We'll wrap up this first hour. Good stuff. And then we get into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. You see that? See how easily we got through that hour? We didn't talk no politics. We alluded to it. We didn't really, you know, say what's going on. So we had a little fun with it. You see? I'll tell you why. Because I'm a professional. Let's get to the break. Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
you don't gotta stand in line, pay online. You can pay your premiums on time,
right at Camino Doctor.
Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health, it's all inside your palm. Pay insurance at Camino Doctor. Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health,
it's life, home, auto, marine, or health,
we've got you covered.
Right at Kalina.com.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Well, we're back at you right here on the Wednesday, November 22nd edition of Talking Heads. And listen, everybody, listen to me. All of y'all sending me this absolute hogwash on social media. There is no way right now any of you to know what is what. Okay? All right? Unless you living in a secret apartment in the ballot box, like Caprio would say, you know what's going on. So stop talking hee-haw. It's the problem. All day. Y'all just buy into anything. Let the process run its course, people. Let the process run its course. All right? That's all you got to do. Musa. Musa. Just let it go. Let it slide. All right? Now, mind you, it has been entertaining. Some of the BS has been absolutely, entertaining. But take it for what it is. BS. Political BS. It happens every time silly season comes. And just how we could talk for the first hour about stuff totally different than politics, you could do it right now. And you could do it after. Because we got other things to talk about to make this country great. Cleaning up the political process is part of it. But there's other components to it as well, too. So don't lose sight of that. But it's been fun talking smack with y'all this hour, really. And some of the texts, y'all really, listen to me. I can't read some of what I got. Hey, Tess, I can't read anything political, man. Sorry about that. I wish I could. Yeah, Naughty, that's the good old days of wrestling. Boy, I tell you. You ever hold a belt before? You know what? No, I ain't hold a belt. Listen to me. I held a couple of title belts before at the Nassau Stadium because I remember when Charlie Johnson Sr. and Charlie Jr. and shout out to Charlie Jr., my boy, Charlie Major Jr., yeah, man, the midget, unofficial midget champion of the world. They used to do it big at the Nassau Stadium. And we used to go see the wrestlers and take the pictures and hang out. And then we kind of knew wrestling was fake from then. Because right after that, we go to Waterloo and party with Charlie Johnson. Big up to Charlie Johnson as well, too, my good brethren. Love you, Charlie. And we go party with the wrestlers. And we knew something, McGuire, when you see Dusty Rhodes, Charlie Johnson, and Kevin Sullivan sitting down drinking shots. But I just saw Dusty Boyce, Kevin Sullivan, open with steers, and now they drinking. What's going on here? That's how you know. And then you realize it for what it is. It's a soap opera. Same day you watch other things on TV, you watch that. It is what it is. But they were the good old days. And Texas, you'll appreciate this. Are you talking about wrestling in the good old days? You got to remember Gordon Sully. This is Gordon Sully from Championship Wrestling from Florida. And wherever we're in the Bahamas, we always stay at the Pilot House. And we always drink Aqua Pure sodas. You remember that? Yeah. You're going down memory lane. You got to dedicate a show one day just to talking wrestling stories from this country. Let me get the last one, Mr. Producer. Naughty, the best version of the Four Horsemen was the first version. Naughty, my favorite and best wrestler entertainer and will always be the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo! That was for you, man. Followed by the Road Warriors, and the best catchphrase in wrestling is to beat a man, you have to beat the man. The best wrestling move is the Scorpion Deadlock by Sting and the Backbreaker by Lex Luger. Well, my favorite of all time is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, Now Then, in public if you will. Live and in living color, Tony Schiavone, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, the Tower of Power. Too sweet to ever be sour that day. That will always be number one. Number two, very close number two in my book, Know Your Role, Shut Your Mouth, The Rock. And as far as tag team goes, poof, Steiner Brothers, I got to put up there too. Rick and Stott Steiner. Yeah, you forget them, eh? Yeah, the Road Warriors were decent too. Yeah. Best move of all time, figure four. And the bionic elbow by the Dusty Rhodes, and of course the people's elbow by the Rock. There you go. Let's go to the break. We'll talk wrestling another time.
Show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Think twice. Since I was little, it looked like fun. And there's no coincidence I've come. And I can die when I'm done.
Jail clips inserted, a baby's being born, same time a man is murdered, the beginning and end. As far as rap go, it's only natural, I explain my plateau and also what defines my name.
Yeah, long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pac was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. Now what you're about to hear is a tale of glory and sin. No, I beat my mentor and I let the story begin. I used to print out Nas raps and tape them up on my wall. Digging, I thought they was words, but it was pictures I saw. And since I wanted to draw, I used to read them in awe. Then he dropped Steelmatic, rocked the cleanest for love. Fast forward, who'd have thought that I would meet him on tour? I'm earning stripes now, diggers got Adidas galore. Backstage, I shook his hand, let him know that he's the man. When he said he was a fan, it was too hard to understand.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Damn, my heart sunk in my stomach, I can't believe I let Nas down. I got defensive on the phone, resentment was in my tongue. Long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pop was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. Now what you're about to hear is a tale of glory and sin. No ID my mentor and I let the story begin. I couldn't help but think that maybe I had made a mistake. I mean, you made you owe me, dog. I thought that you could relate. But while I shot up the charts, you mean telling me that I was not up to par when I followed my heart? Granted, my heart was tainted by my mind and kept on saying, where's the hits? You ain't got none. You know Jay never put your album out without none. And dog, you know how come labels are archaic, formulaic with their outcomes. Huh? They don't know, they just study the charts. Me, I study the shows, the fans study their hearts. I had a feeling I was killing in this music we was spilling out. Would change lives forever. Label, put it out. Friday Night Lights, Blue, that was classic number two. Now it seemed as if the Nas comparisons was coming true. Still no release date from the label, are they insane? Gooch told me play the game to change the game, but on the way I let Nas down. Damn, I got no one to blame, I'm ashamed I let Nas down. But this is God's plan, you could never understand. Long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pac was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. Now what you're about to hear is a tale of glory and sin. No ID my mentor and I let the story begin. I always believed in a bigger picture. If I can get them ziggins to listen outside my core, then I can open the door. Reintroduce them to honesty, show them that they need more. The difference between the pretenders and the Kendrick Lamars. And so I took the fall, like the son of the Lord on the cross, dying for that faith. This shit you ziggins bought for the past decade. If I should pass, please let this be my last essay. Therefore I write from the heart, apologies to OGs for sacrificing my art. But I'm here for a greater purpose, I knew right from the start. I'm just a man of the people, not above but equal. And for the greater good, I walk amongst the evil. Don't cry, mama, this the life I choose myself. Just pray along the way that I don't lose myself. This is for the nigga that said that hip-hop was dead. I went to hell to resurrect it. How could you fail to respect it? Letting Nas down. I got the phone call, quietly I'm on, dog, I let Nas down. Yeah. And on this flight, may I never lose sight. Long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pop was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible.
We're back at you on the November 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Boy, let me tell you. This mini city season was very entertaining, I must say. But now we're going to talk sports. We're going to talk straight sports, okay? And at the end of the day, If you call me now, them out of talks, you leave them. Wait till tomorrow. But we got lots to talk about today, though. Tomorrow's a big day in the NFL. Oof. Turkey Day. You can chime in and tell me how you can do your Turkey Day. Yeah, man. And how you gonna have your turkey. You better know it, because at some point, all right? At some point, you know the leftovers are coming. The leftovers are coming. You know it coming after Thanksgiving. Man, you can have turkey soup, turkey sauce, turkey salad, turkey sandwich. Boy, like, man, turkey can't done. But let me tell you, nothing like enjoying football with the proper turkey, the proper layout. It's a great day. And games start early tomorrow. You got the Detroit Lions in the first game. In game one, numero uno of the day. Let me get the schedule up for you so you know exactly who's playing where and what time so you can enjoy it. Caller, I see I'm coming to you right now. 12:30, you got the Lions and the Packers, traditional, you know, NFC North matchup. Then you got the 4:30 Cowboys and Commanders, great NFC East matchup. And then the Seahawks and the 49ers in a great NFC West matchup. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hey, Muckin' Mode, Matthew.
Man, come on, man. Sparky, come on, man. What now?
I was watching the Chiefs game the other night.
Okay.
You know, let's talk sports, sir. But I was watching the Chiefs game, and you got to be slick with this, sir. I was watching the Chiefs the other night. They played such a beautiful game, but, like, those receivers dropped so much balls.
Correct.
I was wondering, I mean, the quarterback, he put them balls right in the people's chest and everything.
Right.
I wonder if that was a sellout game. That don't sound right. I mean,
Sparky, I'll say it might have been a sellout game because the refs got involved again, typically how they do in a lot of Philadelphia Eagle games. Those drop balls weren't set up. Those receivers suck in Kansas City, all right? They're stinking up the joint right now.
Especially that last drop ball going down there. When they had a chance, I didn't tie that game up.
They could have won the game. They was down 24. They could have won the game if they scored that touchdown.
Yeah, or they could have tied when they had a field goal.
Right.
So, see, we talking about sports and scores. Now, let me ask you this question now. That this has something to do with scores. And you all close out at 6 p.m. this evening.
Sparky, don't push it, because I'll cut you.
I'll cut you like an
undrafted free agent. Yeah, and I still say don't push it. Don't. I know what you're trying to do. You
close out at 6 p.m., how are you going to find out the score?
How are you going to find out the score? Well, you're going to have to listen in for updates on Guardian News, and you have to wait till in the morning.
Okay, that could be a score, too, right?
Or call one of your PLP friends who's honest enough to tell you if you could find one.
I got F&M friends, too, you know.
Or call one of them, too. Call one of them, too. You got friends everywhere.
F&M friends.
You got all kind of friends. You like bad money, you everywhere.
And you have the score.
I don't know no score. I don't know nothing. I don't know no score.
Yeah.
Only score I have right now is a musical score, Sparky.
Yeah, you say musical chair. You can know the score before me.
I ain't gonna know the score before you, because when I get off here, I'm going home to eat a plate of food. MJ done cooked, thank God. Then I'm going to tell jokes and joke as wild. I'm going to check the evening games of Battlefield Lounge. What you think I do? That's what I into.
You think I was listening to you? You think I'm fooling?
Don't make me answer that, Sparky. Don't make me answer that. Go in peace. Don't make me answer that, Sparky.
But I love you, though.
Because sometimes you act a fool. He's my boy, but sometimes you act a fool. Anyway, Sparky. Call me tomorrow. You done used up your time for the day, brother. My God. All right. But I did allude to it. And like I say, some great games tomorrow. You could definitely get your football and turkey on all day, 12:30 right up until 8:20 in the night. Great games. You know, I'll tell you who I like, you know, today when I get out of here. And you can, bet it and set it and forget it and bet it on theislandgame.com. And speaking of the island game, Let me tell you, man, the 12 days of Christmas are back. You don't want to miss out on that. All you have to do is put $20 on your account during the promotion dates, and you're automatically entered to win. All right? There's over 250,000 in prizes, including three cars, cruises, phones, iPads, and $50,000 grand prize. You don't want to miss it, all right? The 12 days of Cashmas is back only at the Island Game. All right, now be sure to, you know, get you hooked up with who to parlay the correct way, all right? Your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lofts, like my good friend Tony Bruno would say, all right? All coming up for you in short order. But that, like I say, your Turkey Day, good games tomorrow, good games tomorrow. Exciting games. And you can throw the record out of the window in some situations when you look at, especially, you look at the Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, a lot of history there. They played a lot in the 12:30 game. Great NFC North matchup. That'll be followed up by the Cowboys and the Commanders. Historic rivalry game there from the NFC East. And a lot of memories on Thanksgiving, too. A lot of memories. A lot of fireworks, a lot of explosions, throw the records out the window. Same thing with the Niners and the Seahawks. They play each other tight all the time. I lean toward the Niners in this one because they look like they're rebounding and getting a little bit healthy and a little bit better. But AFC West matchup, Seattle is no slouch. So you got some entertaining football tomorrow. Because, my God, if you look at the rest of the season on Monday Night Football and some other things, big news out that the Monday Night Football schedule is now going to be rotated. Yeah, because you have some dog meat games. So you're going to have some rotational games coming up. You're going to have some games like switched out. And that to me is a good thing. Because you want the best primetime games you can have. So if you have a great game like at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, that needs to be switched ahead of time. Because if you look at some of the matchups now, I mean, look at Monday night, what we got right now on Monday night. Not a good look. Not a good look. I'm telling you. I'll tell you what is playing right now. I know the Bears are a part of that component, so that's already bad. And it's the Vikings. The Vikings and the Bears on Monday night. Vikings have been resurgent. They've had some wins, but they're still not one of the better teams. 6-4 or 6-5. And they take on the Bears, who have been stinking up the joint this year. They got issues. The Bears have issues. So do I think that game should be switched out for a better matchup, a more competitive matchup? Of course. Of course. So we'll see. I think they put it out there now because if we have a stinker on Monday night, it's gonna take place immediately. I think some moves are going to be made. So you can end up seeing some other good teams you've seen on Monday night that you didn't think you were going to see again, right back on Monday night. Because in the NFL, you got on both sides, AFC and NFC, you got like three or four teams to the top, the upper echelon. Then you got a couple right there outside of it, and then boof. Mediocre and below all the rest of the way. So, if you're going to have to watch it, at least let us watch the competitive, enjoyable games, not the dog meat ones. Yes, what's up, Middleton? I see you chiming in. Yeah, the Lakers are 4-0 in tournament play. Oh, Knicks owner Dolan resigns from the NBA board committee? Wow, you think they might be wrestling that franchise away from him? Do you think they might have a potential new suitor there? Because you know how the NBA go with the Knicks. They like to put their hands on the Knicks. They like to find that right owner. So we'll see. All right, listen. Your Broncos are definitely second place in the AFC West, and I'll be honest with you. You need to thank me. Ever since I started picking Denver, y'all starting to win. Simba French is a Denver Bronco fan, my colleague here at The Guardian. He don't pick the Broncos as much as I pick the Broncos, and I picked y'all to win again this week. Against Cleveland, against an inferior quarterback, rookie quarterback. Russell Wilson is the better quarterback here. Denver plays tough at home with a decent defense. The Browns defense will keep it in it. That's got like a dogfight written all over it, like 16-13. And I like Broncos to win that one. But yeah, Middleton, basketball is off and running. The in-season tournament, listen, that's confusing to a lot of people. To me, I'm just going to watch it play out. Yeah, but the Lakers are 4-0 in that in-play tournament. Starting to play better overall, too. I think they moved to 9-6 in total on the season. Could have won a couple of games they lost there. I don't know why Houston owns us so. We have always a tough matchup against Houston. We lost to Orlando, too. We shouldn't have lost to them, even though they're a good, pesky, young team, and I like them, and I've done some damage on parlays with Orlando. They're still not, you know, they shouldn't be blowing out the Lakers. But I digress. Don't forget, like I said, that's just the tip of the iceberg on Thursday. You got a great rest of the weekend as well. Jets and Dolphins. Colts and Bucks. Giants and Patriots. That's an ugly game right there. That's a horrible game. Very horrible game. Please explain the in-season tournament. Listen. Pearly is not here today. Pearly will be on tomorrow. Pearly will explain it to you again. Because when I first looked at it, too, I was like, Pearly, this confusion is all outdoors. You go ahead, since you brag on sack so much, and you break it down. So Pearly's your guy for that. Because, yeah, it's like Chinese algebra to me right there. Yeah, the way they break it down. But, again, some people in the NBA, NBA fans, that is, they seem to be enjoying the in-season tournament. Does it equate to a postseason championship? No. I think it's just to push ratings and push product and push brand and push sponsorship and make revenue for the NBA. But like I say, for the rest of the NFL weekend, Giants and Patriots, that's a dog meat game right there, but it should be entertaining. Bengals and Steelers, lots to play for there in the AFC North. Yep. New offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, new quarterback in Cincinnati. Titans and the Panthers, another one right here, another dog meat game. Out of the two young quarterbacks, Will Levis over there in Tennessee. And then, of course, you know, the Panthers, they're doing that thing. I'll be honest with you, too. I wish they had an offensive line because that poor quarterback has been thrown all over the field. He's not had a legit chance at all to do anything. I mean, when you look at it, he's been injured. He's had his moments, but up and down moments. And that goes with just being on a bad team as a rookie quarterback. There's a reason why you were the number one pick for that team. That team stunk going in. So at the end of the day, you knew what you were working with. You knew what was happening. And like I said, talented kid, but coming from Ohio State and then turning around and being the number one pick and going to play for the Panthers, buddy, it's a big difference. And Bryce Young has got a lot of tools. But I think he's going to experience some growing pains before he really explodes like C.J. Stroud has done so far. If you look at C.J. Stroud over there in Houston, he gets it. And he's getting it done. But they put him in a position to get it done. No, the Steelers didn't let anybody go, Dexter. There's a quarterback situation in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson being out. Matt Canada, the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, was fired. That's who's out in Pittsburgh. But they got situations. Now you got a new offensive coordinator for Pittsburgh. Rookie quarterback for Cleveland. I got to look at the defense in this, and both of them are going to probably stand toe-to-toe because both of them are solid. But if you look at the quarterback play, I got to go with Kenny Pickett. And especially if this new offensive coordinator is going to come in and put him in a position to succeed, get Deontay Johnson involved more and get Pickens involved more, then of course, rely on the running game, which is a two-headed monster. And not since Franco Harris and Rocky Blaria have the Steelers had two potential 1,000-yard runners in the backfield in the form of Harris and Jalen Warren. And I think Jalen Warren is going to usurp that starting role from Najee Harris in short order, if he hasn't done so already. Because he's been making most of the opportunities he's had. Very efficient in the touches he's received. Very productive. And that might be what works for Pittsburgh. Good, strong running game. Protect Pickett. Don't put him in short down situations. That may be the ticket for him. That may be the ticket. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the first break. Flip side of this break. We'll talk some more NBA. We'll talk some more NFL. I get you my picks lined up. All brought to you, of course, by the Allen Game. And then we'll get you ready for the final 15. I don't know if it's going to be Cowherd. I don't know if it's going to be Stephen A. I don't know if it's going to be Eisen. But you're going to enjoy it. All right? It's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, November 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now inviting passengers on board for the new JetBlue CIBC First Caribbean credit card. Earn up to 30,000 bonus True Blue points with your first transaction and earn on everyday purchases. Plus, get up to 10,000 anniversary bonus points every year after. Please fasten your seatbelts and prepare for takeoff. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/JetBlue for more information on where blue can take you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
We're back at ya on the Wednesday, November 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Texter, what is random? Hey, Naughty LeBron will reach 39,000 points. Think anybody will catch this milestone? No, but that won't erase him being 4-6 in the finals either and take that albatross off his neck. Naughty Your Cowboys will let you down as usual. Like Stephen A. Smith to say, what will go wrong can go wrong. The problem is, what goes wrong is you listening to Stephen A. Yeah, you listen to Stephen A. He's a well-trained Jerry Jones pet. You don't think he speaks about the Cowboys ad nauseum every day for a reason? His job is to keep us relevant one way or another. Him and Jerry tighter than you think. Naughty Harden should have never gone to the Clippers. He's stinking up the joint. Listen, I commend Westbrook for voluntarily going to the bench and making that second unit a lot better and a lot stronger. But Harden is the problem there. Before he got there, he says, I'm not a system player. I'm the system. So he's basically telling Kawhi, Paul George, Westbrook, Zubats, hey, how you deal with all the shooting all the rock? You all just fill in. Get in me, you fit in. Huh? And I can shoot this ball. Huh? I'm the beard. That's how it goes. He can play a lick of defense either. Now, mind you, they've improved over the last couple of games, but they played weak competition. The undoing of that Clipper team, when it comes down to it, the nitty-gritty, just like Chris Paul couldn't get it done for him in the playoffs, Harden won't be able to get it done for him in the playoffs. Embrace that. Accept that. That's the reality. He's proven it time and time again in different locations, different destinations. He's not that guy. Regular season stats dynamo, yep. Playoff guy, never's been that dude. And he may be finished, like the Texans just texted. It's a good chance this might be the last hurrah for Harden, for sure. People draw, you know, organizations get weary of the routine, what he puts on. But I still think he got one more in him. Yeah, I think he got one more in him for sure. Yes, sir. I personally think, you know, if things don't go well in L.A., you can try to wriggle out and try to land on another contender somewhere. Wow. So we'll see. We'll see how it all pans out. And I tell you, boy, y'all stop sending me this foolishness. I'm talking sports. I ain't the mini city season right now. Naughty, what's your opinion about Wembanyama? Ah, boy, Wemby. I can tell you about Wemby. I think Wemby landed in the perfect situation in San Antonio with Popovich. He does a great job with international players. He does a great job with big men. He has a system that he runs. I think he'll find the components and to go around Wembanyama. But I definitely think that he was a great pick for him. I think he has a lot of potential. He's expressed interest in learning the skyhook from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He needs to add some weight to that frame, but I think he's going to be a dominant force in the NBA for years to come. And listen, obviously he's got everybody in San Antonio rallied up again and fired up again. All their fans who have been quiet ever since, you know, Duncan and Ginobili and Tony Parker and the rest of that crew disappeared, faded into the woodwork. Bruce Bowen, you know, they faded off. San Antonio kind of fell off. It was nice to have peace and quiet in my home just to talk Lakers smack, some Memphis Grizzlies smack. None of my beautiful wife, MJ, didn't have anything to say about her beloved Spurs. But now that's changed because of Wembanyama. Oh, that's changed. My youngest was popping off the other night. I was like, big man, little man, don't get your mommy started. Because she'll call in your auntie, who's a big Spurs fan too. And the two of them will tag team you and beat you down. I've been there. I've been on the other end of that when the Spurs beat the Lakers. That was a long offseason. Long, long offseason. Because they remind you. So to my point, Wembanyama has already got the Spurs going where they need to go. Their fans have awoken. They feel they'll be in a position of relevance in short order. They got a lot of money to spend in free agency. Okay? So look at it for what it is. The Spurs know how to run a top-class organization. They got great coaching. They run a great system. And Wembanyama's the catalyst to take over and lead that team to greatness again. And I think they will achieve greatness under Popovich once he adds some more players to the mix, the right free agents, and he can really run his system. I think that'll be good. I don't think it'll work out for San Antonio in the long run. Listen to me. Where y'all get these questions from today? All right, this is the last one I got to answer because then we got to get ready for the final 15. Naughty, what do you think about Scottie Pippen's... Wait. What do you think about MJ's son dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife? Man, listen, I ain't getting in that. All I say is, once again, a Jordan has proved to be a bigger man than a Pippen. That's all I can say. That's it. Leave that alone. I think that's fodder for that reality show that she's on. I really do. I don't really much study that, to tell you the truth. Whatever little Jordan want to do in his private life, whatever, you know, Larsa Pippen want to do in her life, that's fine. Neither of them are factors enough that I'm going to lose any sleep over what's going on with them. You feel me? But I will tune in to see the train wreck unfold on Basketball Wives. No, you didn't ask me if she was wrong or right now. You just asked me what I thought. Jordan's son is over 18. He's a young man. He was prey to a cougar. He was cougar prey. What do you expect? He fell victim to the cougarazzi. But you entitled to your opinion. All right. Let me get you my picks lined up for Turkey Day tomorrow. Well, let's look at the NBA tonight. We'll look at the NBA, and then I'll get you my Turkey Day picks. Obviously, we got the Final 15 coming up. And I tell you who's taking us home today. We'll see who's taking us home today. We got to have a good one take us home today. Can't be, you know, wah-wah. It's got to be solid. Michigan and Ohio State on Saturday is a big game. Big game. Monster game. Talked about it earlier with the Big Chief. I still don't know who's going to win that game. Ohio State is not the Ohio State of old. They're not typical. They're growing. They're a young program. They're talented, but they got issues. Okay, but I don't know. I like Michigan to get it done. Michigan has this aura about them that they just don't want to go away. They don't want to be put down. They don't want to be knocked off the block. They want to try to remain relevant for Coach Harbaugh. But they're going to be without Coach Harbaugh against Ohio State. So where do we end up from there? What happens? What transpires? Do they get the break speed off them because of losing this game and not having the head coach? Or do they rally back and get it done for their coach? Okay? So we'll see where this goes. We'll see where it goes. It's going to be a great game. I will give you that. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be intense. And at the end of the day, it's going to be a good game, but I don't think it's going to be the explosive output that everybody thinks and look forward to. I think it's going to be an ugly slobber knocker. A lot of running, a lot of field goals, a lot of positioning. All right? So, all right. There you go, Mr. Producer. I just sent you the final 10 right there. This is a good one today. You got Nick Wright and Colin Cowherd. Who's a bigger threat to the Eagles, the Cowboys or the 49ers? Interesting take right there. All right. Now. Yeah, Naughty, big game. Michigan and Ohio State. I got Michigan winning. Marvin Harrison Jr. is a beast. Yes, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a beast. And he was knocked out of that game last year. And he could have been a big-time factor last year with C.J. Stroud at quarterback and getting that game done. And that was against Georgia. Against Michigan, he was a big factor. This year, new quarterback in Ohio State. Harrison's still a big factor, but does he come out of the game unscathed? He's been battling some nagging injuries. Let's see where it goes. I think the biggest difference in Ohio State this year is the quarterback position. But I will say, Harrison Jr. is an absolute beast. Absolute beast. Chip off the old block. I think he might have more skill than his dad because he's bigger. But old Marvin could have run a route. Could have Peyton Manning better get on his knees every day. And thank God for Marvin Harrison. Every day he need to do it. All right, let's have a gander as to what's going down tonight. I'll hit you up with some NBA picks that I like, and then I'll give you my NFL picks for tomorrow. We'll take the break, and on the flip side of the break, we got Nick Wright taking us home. But who's a bigger threat to the Eagles, the Cowboys, or the 49ers? All right. Let's have a gander at the NBA tonight. You got the Denver Nuggets and the Orlando Magic. This should be a pretty good game. Orlando Magic, they're a tough little squad. They're feisty. They're playing at home, but the Nuggets, I think, are just a little bit better to get it done tonight. Charlotte Hornets and the Washington Wizards. This is dog meat right here. Charlotte's at home. Give me Charlotte at home. Atlanta Hawks and the Brooklyn Nets. Two teams going in the same direction. Win some, lose some. Atlanta's at home. Give me the Hawks at home. Miami Heat at the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland on the back end of a doubleheader like last night and today. All right? So, on the back end of a back-to-back. They won against Denver last night, though, surprisingly so. And now here they are against the Heat. Heat's favored in this. That means Donovan Mitchell might be sitting for the Cavs tonight on the back end. I'll roll with the Heat. They're one of the hardest teams in basketball right now, so we'll keep an eye there. Bucks and the Celtics. Wow. If you're betting, take the Bucks in the 5.5 points. But if you're just looking at it for what it is, I'll lean with the Celtics since they're at home, but I like that 5.5 points with the Bucks. I don't think that the Celtics win by 5.5. I think it's going to be a tight game. Bucks still dealing with some injuries, though, so advantage Celtics at home. Indiana Pacers, Toronto Raptors. I like the Pacers at home. They put up a lot of points at home. Raptors play horrible on the road. Oklahoma City Thunder at home against the Chicago Bulls. I like them to win over the Bulls. Clippers against the Spurs. I like the Clippers to get it done. Ironic that you spoke about it earlier, text to Harden and Wembanyama. They go at it tonight. But I like the Clippers to get it done. The Memphis Grizzlies and the Houston Rockets. I'm not touching Memphis at all until John Morant gets back. Give me Houston at home. Philadelphia 76ers, Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves at home. I'll take them in that one. They're a 7-point favorite, so that should be an indicator that Joel Embiid will not be playing for the Sixers tonight, dealing with a hip pointer. Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans, they go at it again. New Orleans ran them off the court the other night. I like Sacramento to get it done again, get back in the win column tonight with a win over the Pelicans. It's a 1.5-point line. I like the Kings to get it done. Golden State Warriors and the Phoenix Suns. Ooh, give me the Warriors in the upset. Phoenix by 2.5. I'll take the Warriors in the upset. And the last couple of games for the night, the Jazz and the Trailblazers, another dog meat game. Can't stand that one. Give me the Jazz in that. Mavericks and the Lakers should be a good one. Mavs are 2.5-point favorite. Lakers, boy, I ain't touching that one, but I'll watch it. I don't know who's going to show up for the Lakers. The dominant LeBron squad or the dominant AD squad, which means LeBron taking the night off. I don't know. But anyway, we'll take the break. Flip side of the break. Nick Wright will take us home. Good stuff, everybody who chimed in the first hour, second hour. Pearly will be taking care of you tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. Y'all keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, November 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Ciao. Fidelity Canon this year with their new festive giveaway. You could win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an ASUS savings account, and you could win. Try our call them now, yeah? 356-7764.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin, sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're with me, clearly.
Well, thank you, Al. I mean, you're Purdy stuff. He doesn't know who he's with.
I disagree with that. When I talk about Sam Howell and the Commanders, everybody laughs at me. Well, Micah Parsons just so happens to agree with me, so take a listen to Micah.
This is a team that can be in a positive any given way. They remind me a lot of the Chargers, a really good team that's barely, that's splitting, not to coach him, but just the ball just don't roll. Could and should be on a positive track with the amount of talent they have. So it's a team that we need to take very, very seriously and just, you know, that should be enough motivation as it is.
Boy, Brandon Staley got this. Nice. Oh, Brewer, you're expecting an A game from Dallas.
But before you answer that, that was a good response by Micah, right? That's what you want from him?
No, I like
you
that.
Guys, okay, that we should do that, too.
I don't know that he believes
okay,
but it was
political. But it was what he was supposed to say.
He kind of looked like he was
he's like, they almost beat the Eagles.
I'm
what
trying
he said.
To figure out some
all right,
stuff
but go ahead.
All right, here we go. Do I expect an A game from the Cowboys? Well, let me see if they meet the criteria. Losing record, check, 4-7.
Here we go.
Embarrassing losses. Let's see. Twice they lost to the Giants. They made Tommy DeVito look like an all-pro. All right. Three touchdowns, almost 300 yards. And they gave up 40 points in a 20-point loss to the Bears. Check.
That's a very specific.
Coach on the hot seat. Check. Unfathomable negative statistic. Sam Howell's been sacked 51 times.
What?
Check.
Unfathomable.
What? Here's finally.
Okay.
Once called frisky by Kevin Wilds. Check. So, yes, the Washington Commanders do indeed meet the criteria.
Okay.
They are tomato cans. So, you know what that means.
I don't think they are tomato cans.
They are tomato. I just did the checklist,
yeah,
all right?
Exactly.
If you don't
respect,
like it, get
bro,
mad at
you
the
won't
checklist,
respect
people.
The checklist.
Right. I mean, I don't put the checklist together. I mean, I do, really, I but still, it's the checklist. All right, so here's what we should expect.
Okay.
Dak, Micah, Deron, they're going to go crazy. We might see a pick six. Mm. We're going to see a lot of sacks.
Yeah.
And Dak is going to put up big numbers.
Okay.
So, yes, indeed, the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day in front of a national TV audience will put up an A game.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Pretty good.
Brew?
Because, by the way, Brew and I chatted before the show.
Yeah.
We're going to try to find some more opportunities like this one, where he and I are on the same side of an issue.
You've been
against
you
because we realize Kevin Wilds loves to pit Brew and I against each other.
No, I don't.
And then just hops on the side he ever thinks is winning.
I like
to
make interesting
to be on the winning argument. But Brew is 100% correct. The Cowboys front is going to eat Sam Howell alive. So I think Sam Howell's going to roll another seven this week. That's seven combined sacks and interceptions, which, by the way, he has done in four of his 11 games this year. It's happened, for some context to it, zero times to Mahomes in his whole career. Like the, and I mean, Sam Howell right now is sacked or throws a pick on 13% of his dropbacks. So that means one in every seven or eight pass plays ends in disaster.
Aaron, that
that's
thing
not,
out.
And now that's when the Commanders have the ball. When the Cowboys have the ball, the Washington D is 29th overall in yards, 30th overall in, against the pass, and in Brew's favorite stat, dead last in points allowed. So you have a terrible defense that, by the way, some of those games were played when they had Sweat and Chase. Now they're both gone. They drafted a first-round corner. He's been benched throughout the year, or not the entire year, but at times in the year. Their secondary's banged up and not that good. And here's the other thing. This year, and we can show it to you, massive favorites at home are not losing. They're 13-0. They're nine. They cover the number 9 out of 13 times. And it's blowouts.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I totally agree with Brew that even though it's a divisional game, I think the Cowboys absolutely roll Wilds' beloved.
Not beloved.
Frisky, you were trying to get him in the show.
I said Sam Howell was the real deal.
Who's Sam Howell?
You bugged him for like five minutes yesterday. He leads the league in passing.
That's something.
You picked him.
Jameis Winston did that.
You picked him to go to the playoffs.
And guess what? He was the dark horse MVP.
That's true.
He doesn't. We had him kicking on the ropes.
Cowboys have won their games by an average of 22 points. So I also agree. That's good.
Tomato can.
We got another one to add.
NFC odds, Philly at 1, San Francisco at 2. Nick is actively checking his text to see if anyone liked that take.
That's not
Dallas at 3, Detroit followed by Seattle. Who is more dangerous, a more dangerous threat to the Eagles, the 49ers or the Cowboys?
I think it's definitively Dallas. Because and again, I want to be clear here. I am not saying Dallas is definitively better than San Francisco. In fact, if they play each other heads up, it is very hard to say Dallas would beat San Francisco. But I think that Philly, and I spent a lot of time yesterday giving Philly credit, and I'm not disparaging them, but I do think they have a weakness that Dallas can more easily exploit than San Francisco, and that we've seen it, which is Dak cooks them up on the back end, and in part that is because obviously San Francisco, when they're rolling, has a potent offense. But a point Brew has made, which is a fair one, is aside from Trent Williams at various times this year, that Niners offensive line has been gettable, right? And so I think the Dallas offensive line, can hold up against the Philly pass rush, which is what they do so incredibly well, better than San Francisco can. So Dak has more of an opportunity to cook in this theoretical matchup than Purdy. Pardon me. And Philadelphia, despite what Kansas City did, Philadelphia has the best run defense in football. Kansas City ran on them, but prior to that, nobody had. It was the most yards they'd allowed since week one of last year. The Niners' attack starts with the reason that guys do run open and all those things is because of the run concepts. The Shanahan attack is based on McCaffrey and the run that then opens up everything in the pass. I think the Eagles can defend the Niners' run game better, and Dallas doesn't really care to run the ball. Like, I don't want to say they don't care to, but they are not a run-first team. Mm-hmm. And so I think Dallas is more likely to if the question is, if the Eagles have home field, who's more likely to go to the link and win? I think it's unquestionably Dallas, a team that has won there before, that has had success, played there this year, played super close. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think it's the Cowboys.
Look, I do think the Cowboys, if they meet the Eagles in the playoffs, even though I'll pick the Eagles, it won't be like there's no way Dallas can beat them. They are a tough matchup, and they play Philly close, as we've seen. But I'm going to go with San Francisco. We really haven't seen San Francisco and Purdy against Philadelphia because last year, you know, when Purdy got hurt. And I also think, Nick, and this is something that is just going to have to play itself out. The last few times we've seen Dallas in big playoff games, it's ended horribly. Yeah. Like, it's the execution, the lack of execution, the lack of game management, clock management, all that. And Dak is a big part of that, as well as obviously Mike McCarthy. So I think at that, I would give the advantage to San Francisco. Obviously, head to head, you go with San Francisco. But I think, Nick, these teams, I think, are the most physical teams in the league. Pittsburgh, not in this order, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland, Kansas City, Philadelphia, and San Francisco. Those are the big punchers in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Those are the knockout artists. Dallas not on that list. I think they're a little bit more finesse. At least when San Francisco played them, they couldn't match up with that toughness. Yeah. And so that's why I give San Francisco an edge. And San Francisco's beaten good teams, as I said earlier. Dallas, Kansas City. Dallas, Jacksonville.
Yeah, you're thinking he was thinking of the Prince and King.
You know who's thrown for the most yards against the Eagles
this year?
Yeah,
Sam Howell.
Yeah, Sam Howell.
Yeah, 97.
How many interceptions in that game?